Joe Barnett, who's a dating and life coach. Exactly the kind of person who can answer that question then. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
So what should we be doing then? How should we get ourselves in order to get into these relationships? Are we rushing in too soon?
Well, I think Sheila's really hit on it by saying that we're not preparing society for dating and relationships. And, you know, something that I'm working on is a series of courses that singles will come along to and learn skills and learn how to manage themselves when they go into a relationship so that it becomes a healthy relationship.
It sounds, Joe, and I mean this with love, you know me, that sounds like one of the least romantic things I've ever heard. Like, you can start dating and say, don't worry, I've got grade six kissing or whatever.
It's going to be so romantic, actually, because it's going to be a way of introducing singles to other singles. So it's going to be fun. Yeah. And, you know, there's going to be cocktails. I want people to meet each other, but I want them to meet in a healthy way where they're going to actually get some guidance and come together and have a laugh at the same time. So it kills two birds with one stone.
How quickly? So they meet up, they have a cocktail, they fill in the form, they do the homework. How quickly could they be zooming through to being engaged?
Well, you know, judging by Love Island's couple in 11 weeks. No, I think that moving in 11 weeks, they could be married within 6 months. Look, I've got a saying that is not my saying. It's from a spiritual source that I learn with. And it says, interview fast, hire slow. So, you know, you really do need to be hiring slowly, you know, choosing that partner slowly, because like you said, like Sheila said, it's such a massive commitment. You cannot possibly have that certainty and that experience in 11 weeks.
But
you know,
this is a
celebrity couple.
A question, we've only got like a minute now, but a question that I want to run past both of you. If we take that advice really to heart and really slow down, do we then watch the flame die? Sheila, that's the problem. If it's been 10 years.
Watch the flame die for this couple. No, I would love to be able to sit with them and sort of have a heart to heart and say, look, you know, you can make this work, but there are some things you just need to learn. And, you know, let me show you how.
Okay. And Joe, how long is too long?
So there's nothing like keeping the flame going longer by having a slow burn. So the longer it takes, the longer it will last. And that is a massive tool that I teach people. So really, no rush. The romance will grow by slowing it down.